Are you sure? Like, positive? 100%? Because if you're not absolutely sure, then, morally, we really shouldn't be risking this. Seriously, I think...
Wells! I snapped, turning to him as I adjusted the tool belt at my waist and rolled up the sleeves of my jumpsuit. This is literally the 50th time you've asked me this, and there's only so many times I can give you the exact same answer. I was using my scariest, steeliest expression on him, but he didn't back down from me, which both annoyed me and earned him points at the same time. I am pretty sure that Cast's integrated tech isn't advanced enough to be controlled remotely by Haven or anyone on the station, I told him yet again, keeping my voice low so that it wouldn't echo around the cavernous, bunker-like room where 20 or so ferrymen were convening to watch the experiment go down. My sisters were there too, lingering with Ort against a far, dirt-packed wall. Besides that, I am also pretty sure that I can disconnect it from all tracking and GPS in less than a minute, which would be too fast for them to hack into it anyways. And additionally, if you ask me one more time, I'm going to punch you in the throat so hard that you're not going to be able to ask anyone anything for a week. Wells's eyes narrowed, his hands going to his hips, and he looked like he was about to say something else.
Wells, Cass called, a little laugh in his voice. Quit bothering Glade. I'd rather she wasn't distracted and annoyed when she starts hacking into my tech, all right?
That had Wells' mouth snapping closed, at least, and he stalked over to where Cast was sitting on a metal table. We were in a lower level of moat, in a small annex that had gone unused for a while. Cupier had told me that it had been used as a medical room in a pinch, but that it had also served a lot of different purposes, as did most things on moat. It was a small place that housed a huge number of inventors and innovators and scientists per capita. Who knows what had been experimented on in this room? The thought fortified me. We were just one of many groups of people who'd taken chances in this room. This was simply a risk we were taking. A huge risk. But in my mind, there was no way around it. It helped that Cast had agreed almost immediately. He hadn't looked happy about the idea of turning his tech on, though. In fact, he'd looked downright sick about it, but he'd agreed immediately. He'd understood the stakes even before I'd gotten done explaining them. The station's goal was to cull from a great distance. That put everyone on Charon at serious risk, and probably at the very top of the list when it came to places Haven wanted to decimate. Plus, Sullia was most likely going to be the one in the driver's seat, and she was a sadistic psychopath, so really, no one was going to be safe. We needed to find a way to shield ourselves from the culling. Testing the chip I'd been working on was step one. Getting Cast on board had been step number two. Step number three had been figuring out who was going to volunteer to give the chip a spin. I wanted to do it myself. I was the one whose idea this was anyways. But Cupier had categorically refused to let me do it. In his eyes, I was too important, being the key to his whole grand plan. I refused to let him do it either, seeing as how he was the leader of the entire resistance movement. In the end, it was Ayn who volunteered. And in the end, I only agreed to her doing it because I made some modifications that meant the chip didn't necessarily have to be implanted in the skin of Ayn's head to work. She could wear it around her neck like a necklace, so there wasn't any real danger to her from my end. From Cast's end, well, he was really going to have to keep a tight leash on himself in order to keep Ayn safe. His job was to read her brainwaves as a data point. If they read as cullable, it was going to take a real effort for him to keep from culling her. His tech would be pushing him to cull, and he'd have to use some serious self-control to back down from that. Wells, I called. Will you go make sure that Cupier has everything he needs to keep this room secure? Seemingly extremely eager to have something concrete to do, Wells bounded off to the other end of our bunker-like room.
Thanks, Cast muttered as I sidled up to him, tools in one hand and my hacking keyboard in the other. I know he's just worried, but he's driving me nuts.
I paused. We were data points, Cast and I, and we never quite had real conversations about our feelings. Are you worried? I asked anyway.
I don't know, he shrugged. I don't want to do it, but no, I don't think I'm going to accidentally cull Ayn, if that's what you're asking.
I wasn't totally sure if that's what I had been asking or not.